USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're learning about the gunman in last night's mass shooting at a Southern California bar that left 12 people dead before the gunman took his own life.
The suspect was identified as Ian David Long. He was 28 years old.
Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean saying deputies were called to Long's home once for a domestic disturbance. They say Long was a Marine veteran, but they haven't positively determined whether he had PTSD, as some neighbors claim he did. Among the 12 people he shot and killed, a 29-year veteran sheriff's deputy. President Trump orders flags flown at half-staff in honor of the victims. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg falling in her office last night, now at a hospital in Washington, D.C. They say she's suffering from at least 3 broken ribs, but she's expected to recover. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The White House Correspondents Association says it is standing behind CNN reporter Jim Acosta, who's had his press pass suspended by the White House after a heated exchange between President Trump and Acosta at a news conference Wednesday. The White House, including advisor Kellyanne Conway, says it happened because Acosta put his hands on a White House intern who was trying to take a microphone away from him.
It crosses a line. You don't put your hands on a woman. I think we all had to hear that recently in some other context.
Video of the incident does not appear to back up the White House claim. The Correspondents Association says the move by the White House is out of line with the purported offense and is unacceptable. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the timing of Attorney General Sessions' resignation yesterday is suspect. After Sessions resigns at the request of President Trump, Schumer warns the White House any attempt to get rid of Special Counsel Robert Mueller would prompt a constitutional crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A federal appeals court ordering the state of Maryland to redraw its congressional district map. That ruling from a 3-judge panel says the current map is unconstitutionally gerrymandered to benefit Democrats. University of Mary Washington political sciences professor Stephen Farnsworth saying both parties do it, but it's bad for the country.
So what you get with the gerrymandered district is the most extreme Republicans, the most extreme Democrats. These are the people who win the primaries in the gerrymandered districts. And guess what? They come to Washington. There's no middle ground. There's no ability to compromise.
Maryland has until March to come up with a new map or appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. Republican Governor of Maryland Larry Hogan hailing the ruling, while the Democratic State Attorney General Brian Frosch says he's still considering his options. An Arkansas man accused of making death threats against CNN anchor Don Lemon's been jailed. Authorities arrested Benjamin Craig Matthews of Mountain Home, Arkansas, and charged him with felony terroristic threatening and harassing communications. They allege he made over 40 threatening phone calls to CNN headquarters in Atlanta, in some of them threatening to kill Lemon, who's actually based in New York City. And it's a record-breaking baby in Australia, an Australian mom giving birth recently to a boy that weighs 12 pounds, 6 ounces, a new world record. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.